If it keeps on raining, levee's gonna break. When the levee breaks, have no place to stay. Going down now. Hard to turn this music off. This is probably the best Led Zeppelin song there is. Play a little bit of it while we watch the Alamo.
If it keeps on raining, levee's gonna break. If it keeps on raining, levee's going to break.
Robert Plant lived in Austin for 10 years.
When the levee breaks, have no place to stay.
He lived four doors down from my last office. The whole time he was there, I didn't know he was there. he had a former church, decommissioned, desanctified church he lived in. Then he moved out to Lake Travis. I met him later. But I had no idea he lived right there. That's how perception works, you see. Average person doesn't know there's probably 800,000. They admit 325,000 kidnapped kids in America under Kamala. Because they're not right in front of you, you don't care. They're locked up in Walmarts, being used for slave labor, you name it. Man, that song's good. Best part's coming up. I bet this song's never been put to this great Alamo. What version of the Alamo is this? I don't see John Wayne running around. What version is this? Oh, this is John Wayne's Alamo. Shot this out in the hill country outside Austin. I met his son once. They live out there. John Wayne secretly lived outside Austin for a long time. We lived in different places, but he had a big ranch out there. Jimmy Vaughn, my old buddy, lives up right by his old ranch. Blanco County.
Keeps on raining, love is gonna break. When the levee breaks, have no place to stay. Going down to Chicago.
All right, a lot of stations don't care this first five. That's why I went ahead and pontificated. Give me a little music break, because, man, this news is so hardcore. And I'll be completely honest with you. A lot of stuff doesn't get me... butterflies, but RFK endorsing Trump, which I broke and told you, but there was a weird chance that it was some weird setup. I didn't think RFK was like that, but I mean, this came from very high up the campaign. I'll leave it at that, like real high up. And then, of course, he endorsed him like I said he would, and I had butterflies about that because he backed it up 45 minutes and made us wait, and it's the same thing for tonight. It is going to be crazy because she's already destroyed. She's already really far behind in all the real polls. And if she falls on her face, I mean, she went down. They admitted 3 or 4 or 5 points in some of the polls after the CNN debacle where she sits way down in her chair and can barely talk. I can't even make the face. Like she's all distraught. So you either get the scared, drunk Xanax Kamala or you get the methamphetamine, Adderall, ecstasy Kamala. And I don't know what we're going to get tonight. And I agree with the caller earlier. She admittedly has anxiety issues, Kamala. So when she does that head bobbing thing, and Jim Walsh.